So, what is loneliness to you?
To me, well, I mean, often I don't feel that lonely, but I think maybe, I don't know, I think maybe you feel lonely when you're, like, not being so creative. And especially for me, because I produce music, so with my mate, one of my best mates. Mm-hmm. And we do that, not just for fun, but we also do it professionally as well, outside of our uni degrees. But I don't know, yeah, you can, I think you might more, you know, feel more lonely when you're not at uni, you're not around people. If you live on your own, I think it's good to live with other people, especially when you're younger, like, just so you can make friends and that, I think. But I don't know, loneliness, I mean, it's also good because, like, I don't know, it's, I find it really helps sometimes. You feel lonely, and it, I can, I like, I've written some of my best songs when I've like, felt lonely, so it's like, it's not a bad thing. It's also a good thing. I think you should embrace it when you do have it, but obviously, like, stay around your mates.
Right.
It's good. But that's what I think.
Okay, and then you said you haven't felt lonely, or you ever.
No, that's not true. I mean, I don't usually feel lonely, but for sure, like, there are times when I've felt very lonely, yeah.
Do you know that what's the cause you can figure it out?
I don't know. I think maybe, potentially when, I don't know, when you stop seeing the girl you're seeing or something, that can all, I think, and, you know, like, just if you like end a relationship like that, that can kind of be lonely. Or if things don't work out like that, can make you feel sad. But I try not to let things like that get me down, of course.
Okay.
And yeah, other times you feel lonely. I don't know. Maybe when you have an argument with one of your mates. But luckily, with my really good mates, it's just, you know, you might have an argument, but you're always going to be mates because that's what you should do.
Right.
As friends.
So, for you, like, how to solve the loneliness then?
I don't know, I just, like I said, like, if you're feeling lonely, you should, like, embrace that loneliness and do something with it. Like, you know, be creative, write a really good song out of it. That's for me. I don't know how other people would get around it.
Right.
Just make sure you're doing stuff, I guess. Just make sure you're never kind of in a position where you feel like you kind of got nothing to do and you've got no purpose to go and achieve that. So I think, yeah, like, you've got to embrace the loneliness in terms of what it is and then, like, do something with it. And then in that way, you think, oh, even when I felt lonely, I've still been really productive doing my schoolwork or, like, you know, like, for me, like, maybe I'd, like, because I play squash on the uni teams as well, so I'll have training for that, like, twice a week. That's back home in Manchester, not here, but... I just fill your time with stuff. Just make sure you're busy. I think that's the key way of
keep going.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Even when you feel lonely, I mean, like, just if you're busy with stuff, you're never gonna feel lonely. And that's what helps me get around it. Certainly, I'm always super busy with stuff. Like, so yeah, that's pretty much it, to be honest, I think.
Okay. And then, so, seems like you're not from Vancouver.
No, I have a lot of family here. I have my cousins who go to school here. I've got my uncle who lives here in Kilchinner. And then my great-auntie lives in Kits by the beach.
Okay.
So I've been here a few times before. But I live in Oxford in the UK. And I go to school in Manchester because I'm here on exchange for one semester. So,
okay.
I think Manchester might be it's quite a different experience here. I'd say it's probably easier to feel lonely when back at school in the UK because, well, even though I've got my best mates there, I think it's just because it's less of a novelty coming here. Like, obviously, it's a huge, like, there's a lot different studying here, and it's so much fun.
Okay.
There's the whole, like, way that the school works in terms of, like, grading and assessment.
Okay.
The way that this is, like, a campus-based uni and Manchester is part of the city. Kind of the campus, yeah. It's not, like, kind of on its own, like, just outside the city.
Oh, okay.
So
not so many connection. Not easy to make a connection over there?
No, it is. It's really, like, you have halls in your first year, like we do here. Like, I live in Gage here, but we have the kind of equivalent of you live in halls in first year, and that's where you like typically meet your good mates, and on your course as well. Like, you meet your I've got some really good friends mm-hmm. on my course, which I study music, so.
Oh.
And
so you're a music major, eh?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's right.
As well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. for sure. I do a couple of other courses, like history
mm-hmm.
course and a anthropology course, but mm-hmm. all the three other courses I take are all music ones, so. Yeah.
That's great. Thank you, man.
No, it's fine. What's it for? Is it like a...
This one is...